The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Mag. We built this city, and I know he's built a lot of this city. Jonathan Cook is here with us this morning with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Good morning, Meg.
It's good. It's beautiful out.
It is. It's a nice day out. I'm actually going to be outside working when I'm done here. So
I can tell you're getting a little color now.
I am getting some tan.
I think you're getting a little color.
I actually get excited when the weather's good and I get to go outside and work. I woke up this morning. I'm wearing dirty jeans. I put mm-hmm. these dirty jeans on because I was going to build a fence today.
There you go.
So my guys are building a fence. And I was like, I'll come help y'all today because I don't have no estimates to do. And I love doing stuff like that.
Well,
so I love this weather.
I mean, that's what got you started in the first place, isn't it?
Yep. Hot weather, sweating outside. That's my favorite.
Okay. Well, we wouldn't get along because hot weather, sweating outside is not my favorite. Air conditioning inside is great, or in a pool. I got to have something to cool me down.
Right. I don't mind doing the pool or AC sometimes, but I like during the day being outside if I can.
Okay. Well, you're in the right business then.
Yep, I am.
So tell us a little bit about your business. And while Jonathan's given us a history of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, this is an opportunity for you to really have an expert by your side. Because we've gotten to know each other the last month or so since he started this show. And he is an expert in so many areas, from construction and flooring and building homes, things you can do to take care of your home, maintenance. We're going to talk a little bit about summer things you can do to be in this heat and the rain. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. Text it in because he would be happy to answer any questions you might have if you're remodeling, getting ready to do a project. But in the meantime, tell us about you and your business.
So I'm Jonathan Cook. I own Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We've been around since 2005. Started doing home remodeling in 2005. And then about 10 years ago, we opened the flooring store to go along with it. And we had a dumpster company and a property company as well. We're all around. I'd say remodeling and full service, remodel exterior, siding, doors, windows, interior, kitchen, bath. And then, of course, we do a lot of flooring, and I will say one of the things that sets us apart, because that's somebody asked me this question recently, and it was like, what sets your company apart from everybody else, you know? And I would say one of the things is not that I'm that much greater than everybody else, but I put a lot of effort in. So no matter what I'm doing, I've been that way my whole life. I like to put a lot of effort into what I do. So when I open a flooring store, I make it my business to know my business, mm-hmm. So I'm going to know everything I can about products or about installs, sales reps. Me and my son actually drove to Georgia and we just went factory to factory, just hitting up flooring stores.
No kidding.
Factories. Yeah.
Wow.
Because most of your carpet mills are in Dalton, Georgia.
So a lot of our
flooring comes from there. So we just spent 2 weeks there just going factory to factory, just learning, just information. And we do so much behind the scenes, and people say, well, what do you mean when you put a lot of effort in? Well, so a lot of stores out there, they subcontract a lot of their business out. So you hire them to do a job, they're subcontracted off to another crew to put it in, pay them by the square foot. It's a much easier way to do it than what we do. What we do is we actually hire people, we train them, make sure they know what they're doing. We give them a truck, give them tools, we give them 401k and retirement and insurance. So when I say we put a lot of effort in, there's a lot of effort behind the scenes that people don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Even dealing with our flooring reps and factories, we buy in bulk a lot. So if you come into our store and you pick a certain floor, we may just order just that floor for you. But if you pick one of our in-stock flooring, we buy that by the truckload.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. And the reason that's important is because when we buy it by the truckload, we will get it for about 30 to 40 cents a square foot cheaper. And then we can sell it, cheaper and compete with the big box stores around here and beat their prices in most cases.
That's good to know. Yeah.
And quality. So, when we're buying, we're looking for stuff with like a good 20 mil wear layer, stuff with an attached pad.
Mm-hmm.
Our carpet, we try to get at least a 35 ounce or better padding. So when you buy pad for your carpet, you can either get a 4 pound, 6 pound, or 8 pound pad. We buy so much 6-pound pad that we get it cheaper than 4-pound pad. So buying pad from us, you actually get 6-pound pad cheaper than 4-pound pad because we buy so much of it.
And that's a better quality.
It's a much better quality, yes. So when I say, you know, we put a lot of effort in, we put a lot of effort in behind the scenes that most people don't see, but it ends up translating into those prices. Mm-hmm. Per square foot of what you pay, and you end up getting better prices. So,
well, knowing that you're as hands-on as you are, that to me says quality. That means that you really care about what you're purchasing, so that then when you do put that in a new home or a remodel, then you've done a good job, but it's going to last.
Right, and so we don't want to have to come back and warranty it, you know, is what it comes down to, because that costs us money.
Sure.
And it makes us look bad. And a lot of times it's hard to get some of these flooring factories to warranty it. I mean, they say, if you go to Lowe's and they're like, oh, this has got a lifetime warranty, try going back 10 years from now and getting them to actually replace it.
It's
a very, very hard challenge, you know. But occasionally we will have one. And if we have something that does need to be warranted, we do stand behind it. And we will fight with the factories to get it warrantied if it's something legitimate.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, that's great. I love the history of your company, and this is something you started yourself.
I did. Yep. Started in 2005. I was actually working for another guy for 2 years, and then I was like, you know, I could just do this myself and do a better job, and that was my thought at the time.
And it definitely looks easier from the outside.
Definitely looks a lot easier than it actually is. It's been a long road, 21 years.
No doubt.
But it's been worth it. It's been fun. You know, I enjoy being in the community and working with people and getting to know people, and I enjoy working with the other guys. You know, guys that come work for us and get to know them and their families. And I mean, it's what I've spent my entire life doing. So it's what I'm going to continue to do for a long time to come.
That sounds great. And it's really, it sounds like a family business, but I think what I like about it is that you have specialists on your team. People who really know their particular niche of this different process.
That's true. And that's a lot of what I'm talking about with putting the effort in. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you could just hire a basic remodel company and they may send two guys out to do everything and they remodel your kitchen. We used to do that. So in the beginning, I did that.
I just
had me and two or three guys and we would do everything, you know. And over the years, we kind of developed to get better pricing, to keep it competitive. We need guys that are efficient at what they do. So they need to know what they're doing, do it well, and do it quickly, you know, or at least in a timely manner. So we will have two guys in a truck that just do sheetrock. That's all they do because mm-hmm. they're efficient at it. And then we'll have two or three guys in a truck that just do painting and two or three guys that just do flooring. So throughout the process of your remodel, you're going to have different crews show up. One crew will come in and do the demo and the framing. Drywall crew will come in behind them, and then mm-hmm. a carpentry crew to do cabinets and trim, and you know, paint crew, then a flooring crew, and that keeps it so that these guys are more efficient and cost effective.
Wow, so. Well, that sounds great. So we're already getting some texts coming in. So we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, and please send in your text at 850-437-1620. I love this one. I am replacing my flooring. Does Jonathan's team take care of moving furniture in and out of the room? And then do they put it back? And does it cost extra if they do? Okay. I love that question.
It is a good question. And
some people can't do that themselves.
And believe it or not, a lot of people ask me that when I go out to do estimates. So we do. We do move the furniture and replace it back. And yes, it does cost. We charge per room to do so. Mm-hmm. And it just depends on how much furniture is in the room. It can be as low as say $40 to $50 a room.
Ooh, that's worth it.
And up to say $155 a room had it been really full of furniture, you know. But it's something we do every day. So we're doing that today with a couple installs. I mean, any house you go into, somebody's living in there, they're gonna have stuff in there. And in most cases, it's easier for us to move it because then a lot of times we don't have to empty the whole room. Mm-hmm. We may be able to take the furniture, move it to one side of the room, start laying the floor, get half the floor laid, put the furniture on top of that floor, and
that
lay the
sense.
Other half mm-hmm. without when you know, if somebody was moving it themselves, they would try to empty the room out. And, you know, if you have all your furniture house, it's hard to empty two or three rooms at one time.
Yes.
You may get one room empty. You're not going to empty everything. So in a lot of cases, it is easier for us to do it than to have for people to do it themselves. But one thing about our estimates is everything is line itemed. Everything has a line item. So purchasing your floor, installing your floor, demo, moving furniture, shoe molding, toilets. So you can see exactly what the cost of moving the furniture is.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will call and say, hey, I'm going to move it myself. And they just take that line item off.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it very simple. So in most cases, I will just go and include it on the estimate. And then if people don't want it, they would just take it off.
I gotcha.
Off the estimate.
So if someone wanted to use Jonathan's Construction and Flooring for a remodel, tell me, walk me through the steps. What do they need to do first, and how does it work?
Yeah, so the easiest way is just to call for an estimate. We do estimates every Tuesday and Thursday. So that's what we do all day, Tuesday and Thursday. We have two guys that do it. I'm me being one of them. Mm-hmm. And so you would just call the office, 850-332-5905 to schedule an estimate. You can reach out to us on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. I mentioned that because a lot of people do that.
Yeah,
a
nowadays.
Lot of people will see our Facebook page and they look at jobs we've done. They're calling back, I want that kind of floor you put in this house over here, and mm-hmm. I have to go to the Facebook and look myself. You know,
see which one it was.
Yeah, see which one it was. And you know, we have a lot of people that just stop by the store. So uh-huh. I mean, you can stop by the store. We're there all day long. So we open up around 8 o'clock, and we're usually there to about 4:30, 5 o'clock, just depending on how busy we are.
And there are samples of things there that they can look at.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There's 6,000 square foot store, so there's samples.
Wow,
of everything.
I didn't realize it was that big.
Right.
Okay.
So you can get you know, vinyl plank flooring, tile, porcelain, hardwood, carpet. Like I said, we have a lot of installers just come buy pad from us because our pad is so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can just come by and check it out, shop, and it actually does make your estimate a little bit easier if you come by the store first, because if you come by and you pick something out, mm-hmm. when I come to your house, I can price it.
There
and
you
say,
go.
Okay, this is what she wants, you know. If I come out to the house and measure it and you haven't picked anything out, then I can go and do your estimate, put it in the system, but then you have to go pick a flooring out to get a price.
And then that changes the estimate again.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Because you
got to
add the material, all the material's different prices, you know. So if people do go by the store and pick out a product first, then you can get an estimate that day. So it makes it a little bit easier for people in that sense.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so we do have some more questions coming in. And if you have a question for Jonathan, 850-437-1620. This one to Jonathan is, what are the specs I should be looking for when purchasing vinyl plank? High price tag doesn't always mean quality. What should I stay away from?
Right, yeah. So definitely the high price tag definitely does not. In most cases, what I found in my experience, a high price tag is usually the manufacturer. So you're paying for name brand, like you're paying for Shaw, you're paying for Mohawk, King and Boltman. You're paying for some of these name brands when some of the other brands that aren't as big may give you much better value for a lesser price. Keep in mind, 90% of it's coming from the same factories, no matter
really?
Whose it is. I don't care if it's Shaw's, Mohawk's, Southwind's. Most of it's coming from overseas and a handful of factories that make the majority of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shaw may have a factory they use, and Mohawk has one right next door they use, but same basic factories. So one thing that I would stay away from, and so we've learned this through experience, is anything less than a 5 millimeter. Anything less than a 5 millimeter does not hold up over a long period of time.
And is that thickness?
As far as thickness, when it's a snap and lock product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's a glue down, you can do a 2 millimeter, and that's actually pretty thick for a glue down. That's fine. But anything snap and lock, you want to get at least a 5 millimeter or better. I would say a 6, 6.5 millimeter would probably be the best, or be much better, up to an 8. And there's some companies even have a 12 millimeter thickness, so you can go up much higher. They sell 3 and 4 millimeter. It never holds up. And then also I'd look for something with an attached pad, something that has a pad on the back of it. And then the wear layer. So how much acrylic finish is actually on the floor. So basically we're going to make a core. So it's a core plank.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put a film on top, which is the color, you know, the design. And then over that film, we put an acrylic bead, which is going to stop it. Basically, it's like a clear coat to stop it from getting scratched.
From dogs,
so how
and
much,
whatever you have in the
yes.
walking and all that
right.
kind of stuff.
How much acrylic bead has been put on.
Mm-hmm.
And that can start at a 0.5 millimeter, so half a millimeter, and go to a 20 millimeter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and obviously it's a little different than the thickness of the floor, how it's, you know, how it's measured out. But so most of everything we order a minimum 5 millimeter thick, 20 mil wear layer, with an attached pad is what we try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another big part of that is what the core is made out of. So when you buy a vinyl plank, you can buy it two different ways. You can buy an SPC product, which is a stone and plastic composite core.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically plastic and stone shavings. Some people will argue and say that's a better floor because it's more dense. Like if you put something really heavy on it, it's not going to indent. The downside to it is it's got stone shaving, so it's more brittle. So if you put that like on a wood subfloor, if it flexes and moves,
mm-hmm.
those locks can break and come apart. And most cases when you see flooring breaking and coming apart is because it's SPC and it's on some sort of subfloor that's allowing it to flex. So in those cases, you would want a WCP, which is a wooden plastic composite
coil. Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's just sawdust, shavings, and PVC plastic. But it's a softer core, so if you was to put something really heavy, like a heavy entertainment stand, and leave it there for a long time, you can see the feet impressions in your floor afterwards because it's softer.
Wow.
So it would be indent easier.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, being softer, flexes with your subfloor. So if you have like a second story house or an off-grade wood house is where I mostly use them, it flexes and it goes with it. Also, it doesn't echo as much. So the stone and plastic echoes more when you walk on it. So personally, I think the wooden plastic is better in my personal opinion. But some people like stone and plastic, but if you're on a wood subfloor, I would get a WCP, a wooden plastic. If you're on concrete foundation, you can get either one, okay. Whichever one, but 5mm pad, 20mm wear layer or better.
Okay. And then the second part of the question is, what should I stay away from?
So that would be what you stay away from.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that any sort of 3 or 4mm,
gotcha.
I would stay away from.
Okay.
Glue down, you can do a 2 or 3mm is fine, but a snap and lock, anything less than a 5mm thickness, and anything less than, I would say, a 12mm wear layer, I would definitely stay away from.
Okay. So you see why this guy's the expert. He's just rattled off numbers and statistics and quality issues that I don't know a thing about. However, if I was going to be doing my flooring, I definitely would contact Jonathan's Construction and Flooring because of his expertise. So thank you so much for sending in that question. I got another one. Once flooring is laid, how long before it can be walked on? Is there a curing time involved? I'm thinking more and more about vinyl.
No. So you can walk on it instantly. In fact, we walk on it as we install it. So if it's a snap and lock, it's a floating floor, and you just want to lock it together before you step on the locks and break them. But you can walk on that instantly. Now, if it's a glue down floor, when we do a glue down, we put the glue down and we let the glue get tacky, what we say tacky, but really mm-hmm. It starts to cure and dry up. So we want the glue to be mostly dry before we put the flooring into it, because otherwise the glue will never dry. It's like putting it in a bucket with a lid on it, and it can't get any air to it. If the flooring's installed properly, it's not getting air to it.
Well, that makes sense.
Right, and the glue's not going to dry.
Mm-hmm.
So if your glue down's done properly and the glue tacks up first, then you can walk on it as soon as it's laid. In fact, actually better to walk on it. So like a lot of times when we do glue down, we use a 100-pound roller and press it so it gets it down in the glue better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually better to walk on it and just press it down in that glue good. But if you do vinyl, you can walk on it instantly. Wood, you can walk on pretty much instantly. Tile would be the only thing that you would want to let cure for mm-hmm. at least a day. Some people say 2 to 3 days, but a day should be fine to walk on it. Just, I wouldn't put anything real heavy on it for 2 days. But mostly just tile and porcelain, the only thing you gotta get it like cure.
Great questions coming in. We're talking with Jonathan Cook, who is the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, answering your questions, and he knows his stuff, y'all. So if you've got some questions, now's the time to send them in at 850-437-1620. Okay, I love this question. Can college students apply to work for Jonathan over the summer, in parentheses, planning ahead?
Yes. So we've had that quite often. It just depends, so it depends on how many people we have at the time, if we're hiring or not.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't mind something like that if we know ahead of time.
Right.
We don't want to hire somebody, train them, and then they leave in 2 months.
Exactly.
If somebody says, hey, ahead of time, like, hey, I'm just looking for a summer job, and we have an opening or we need a helper, then we wouldn't mind that at that point. So I would just say, tell them up front mm-hmm. when you fill the application out, and that way they know where to place you, and it's very possible. And I do want to say if you don't get your question on the air today, feel free to call us afterwards, and
right.
you can call us at 850-332-5905.
Okay, there was more to that question, so this is from John. Also, since Jonathan started in fencing, any recommendations for straightening wood fence gates and chain links gates that have settled and gotten crooked? Love the info from the discussion.
Right. Actually, I didn't start in fencing. I started in remodeling, but we do a lot of fencing.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest things about gates is a lot of people just set regular 4x4s. If you set a 4x6 post, it's going to help stop the gate from sagging a lot better. So that's one thing you can do, is just put bigger posts on your gate post. So a lot of times, even corner posts and gate posts, I do 4x6. And then you can get cables and put on your gates, and that way you can tighten them over time and kind of pick the gate up a little bit. That helps out a lot. And the other big thing, and I see this a lot, so one thing we do differently with our fencing, and I have to make my guys do this every time I hire somebody and train them, I make them take a wheelbarrow, mix the concrete with a shovel in a wheelbarrow, and then put it in the hole with the post. A lot of guys will dig a hole, they just pour concrete in there, and then they dump water on it, and it sets up. And they say that sets up. That does not set up like sitting there and hand mixing concrete with a shovel and then putting around your post. If you mix your concrete good in a wheelbarrow and then put it around the post, it's going to be so much more solid. It's not going to sag easily. And then a gate post, right, a gate post, I'd probably put at least 2 bags of concrete. Opposed to a line post, we usually do 1 bag per post. But on a gate post, I would use a bigger post, put 2 bags of concrete, and it's not going to settle.
See, these are the kinds of things that get you in trouble. If you don't know that and you're just pouring the concrete in, right?
I see so many guys, they just take the concrete, dump it in the hole, and then they put. In fact, my old boss, when I used to work for him, that's how he taught me to do it. And but that never holds up. It just never holds up over time.
Yeah.
Because that concrete doesn't really get mixed well. It may set up because you're putting water on it, so it's going to set up and get hard, but it's not getting mixed well. And any good fence company, they're not doing that. Any good fence contractor, they're mixing that concrete, putting it in there.
Okay. So thank you so much for the question, John. Got another one that came in. What is the best way to become knowledgeable in flooring and installing?
Well, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. The easiest way is just to get a job with a flooring store. I mean, that really is the easiest way. And just go out there go out there as an apprentice, start doing it. I've got guys that work for me. I'm thinking of one guy in particular. He's like 27, and he's worked for me off and on for like the last 4 years. I just hired him back. But when he came to me, he's been about, say, about 4 or 5 years, maybe 21, 22. And he had been doing framing with a company, doing framing. And I put him on one of the flooring crews, and he's one of my best installers matter of 5 or 6 years. For the type of flooring he puts in now, he doesn't do tile, but he has recently learned carpet, and he does LVP and wood. And so that's one of the easiest ways. I mean, you can always do what I did if you want more knowledge and drive to Georgia and just hit factory after factory. Yes.
Right.
Ask for a salesman, and you'd be surprised the knowledge you will learn.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the factories want to tell you, and they want to share it because they want you to sell their products. So that's another way. And then in today's world, we got YouTube, which we didn't have when I was coming up, really.
That's right.
It was just starting off. It wasn't a big thing. But even today, if there's something I don't know, I might YouTube it and watch a YouTube video. I skip through most of it until I get to the part I want to see, you know. I did this in particular with my daughter's car the other day, fixing it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it just needed a battery.
Careful.
But it was a Mini Coupe, and I was like, yeah, I'll go put the battery in for you because you need a battery. And then I get out there, and you got to take like half the engine apart to get the battery.
Oh, yeah, it's not like
in,
it was.
Right. So
yeah,
I'm YouTubing how to put a battery in, which sounds ridiculous, but there was so much stuff I had to take apart. It took me 2 hours to take it all apart just to get the battery in.
I don't want to bring this up, but there are people that will do that for
you. I know. Well, I thought, hey, being a battery is going to be so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And any moments like that I can do with my kids, it's a chance for me to teach them too. So I'm like, come on, we're going to do this together. I'm going to teach her how to put a battery in, you know?
Yeah.
And then she's
boy.
Standing there like, does he know how to put this battery in?
Yeah,
but
Dad.
YouTube was so important in that situation.
And
you could do that with anything these days. So I'd say experience on the job. You know, ask questions and also don't be afraid to look it up or YouTube it.
Okay, well, before we go, we're almost out of time. You've got a special going on right now in July,
do. So we have a sale right now. And so what we're going to do for July is just going to be American-made products, all American-made products. So it's just a patriotic thing to do. And you'd be surprised at the quality you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And I touched on that a little bit last week on what the difference there is in some of the American-made products and some of the overseas products, variation. A lot of the overseas products will have 6 different types of boards, so that's 6 different colors, that variation. And American-made, some of ours have 30.
Oh, no kidding.
So it is a big difference from 6 to 30.
Yeah.
Even your wear layer. We have some with a 28-millimeter wear layer. And with our sale going on right now, it's very competitive in price. If anything, I'd say maybe even cheaper. So we have a 6.5-millimeter that we're selling, I think, for $329.
Is this the vinyl plank?
Yes, vinyl plank flooring. And that's with an attach pad. And then we have a 5-millimeter that's $249. And when I say with an attach pad, why this is so important, because if you go to most of your big box stores, and I don't want to say names, but if you go to most of your big box stores and some of your flooring stores, they will sell you vinyl plank and then sell you pad differently, separately. The reason they do that is so they can upcharge you, and they charge you 50 to 60 cents a square foot for a pad. So you say, well, I bought this flooring over here for $3 a square foot. If it didn't have pad on it, you paid another 60 cents for pad. So you really paid $360, opposed to ours just already has that on it.
Wow.
So that's why it's important.
So the sale's going on the whole month.
It's going on the whole month, and you can just call us and get some info on it at 850-332-5905. Stop by our store and just check out some of our American-made products, 9320 North Palafox Street. Look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, or just text in next Wednesday and I'll be here.
All right. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
All right. Thanks, Meg.